One Saturday afternoon, Homer and Freddie, and Freddie's little brother Louis, were listening to the state college football game on the radio. After the game, Homer said, "I'm feeling sort of hungry. Come on, Freddie, come on, Louis. Let's go down to the kitchen and get something to eat." They went downstairs, and Homer poured out 3 glasses of milk, and Homer's mother brought out the cookie jar. "Don't eat too many cookies," she cautioned, "because it's almost dinner time." "No, ma'am, we won't," said Freddie. Then he said to Homer, "Has tonight's newspaper come yet?" "I think so," said Homer. "Yes, there it is on top of the refrigerator." "Oh, boy," said Freddie as he opened it to the comic page. "Let's see what happened to the Super Duper." So Freddie and little brother Louis and Homer gathered around the paper to see how the Super Duper was going to get out of that big steel box filled with dynamite where the villain had put him and dropped him into the middle of the ocean from an airship. There in the first picture, the Super Duper was saying,
"Ha ha, that villain thinks he can get rid of me, but he's mistaken."
Then in the next picture, the dynamite exploded and blew the steel box to bits. But that didn't hurt the Super Duper, because the Super Duper is so tough, tougher than steel, that nothing can hurt him. "Just look at those muscles and that chest the Super Duper's got," said Freddie, before going on to the next picture. In the next picture, the Super Duper bounded up from the bottom of the ocean and went whizzing through the air. He caught the airship by the tail and broke it off with a loud crack. In the last picture, the villain was trying to escape in an airplane and was machine-gunning the Super Duper. But the bullets were just bouncing off his chest because he was so tough. Then it said, "Continued on Monday." "Boy," said Freddie, "the Super Duper can do anything." "Yeah, but it's only a story," said Homer. "And the story's always the same. The Super Duper always hits things and breaks them up, and a villain always tries to bomb him or shoot him with a cannon or a gun or an electric ray. Then he always rescues the pretty girl and gets the villain in the end."
"Well, it isn't just a story," said Freddie, "because Super Duper's in the movies, too. They really take movies of him lifting battleships with one hand and even flying through space."
"Oh," said Homer, "I read a book once that said they do that sort of thing with wires and mirrors. It's just trick photography, that's all it is." Then little brother Louis, who had been eating cookies all this time, said,
"Read it to me."
So Freddie had to read it all over again, out loud, and explain the story to little Louis.
"Freddie," called Homer's mother, "your mother just phoned and wants you to bring little Louis right home."
"Okay. Come on, Louis, finish your milk. Goodbye, Homer, and thank you for the cookies."
The next time Freddie came over to visit Homer, he brought along some of his Super Duper comic magazines.
"Say, Homer, I thought you might like to look at these," said Freddie.
"Gosh, Freddie, you certainly have a lot of those comic magazines," said Homer.
"They don't cost much," said Freddie. "Only 10 cents apiece."
"Here, read this one, Homer. It's the most exciting." Homer took the comic magazine and started to read while Freddie looked over his shoulder. At the beginning of the story, the Super Duper was dressed in ordinary clothes, just like any other man. Then, after the villain appeared on the second page, the Super Duper slipped behind a tree and changed into red tights and a long blue cape.